Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Alessandra Torre, the president of the pioneering new startup called Authors AI. She and her team have recruited 125 successful authors to help refine Marlowe's algorithm. Alessandra, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's great to be here.
I certainly appreciate your joining us here today and for your time. So tell us, I'd be curious, why would an author use artificial intelligence to help them improve their book? I'm sure you have some interesting input to kick things off here today.
That's a great question. That's one we get a lot. Authors are oftentimes a little leery at the thought of putting their manuscripts through artificial intelligence. But one of the great things about Marlowe is the name of our AI, is that she's like the smartest book editor you've ever met. So she's read hundreds or thousands of books, best-selling books and poorly written books, and she knows exactly like what the secret sauce is or what the recipe is for a bestseller or a book that readers will really love. So the beauty of AI versus a human editor, and she does not replace the human editor, but the beauty of AI is it's instant, it's accurate, it's non-biased. She doesn't have a favorite genre, you know, or a favorite type of book that she likes to read. She can instantly read a book and tell you everything you need to know about it.
Well, you got to love technology, especially in this case. Now, how does Marlowe know what makes a good book?
The details of her AI are, for me to dumb it down, because that's how I understand it. I'm not the brains behind Marlowe, so I just help authors find her, is that she has read and learned from reading historical bestsellers, what we consider historical bestsellers, of books that have been on the New York Times list for 10 weeks or more. That was really where she got her baseline. Since then, she's read books that have not been, you know, that aren't long-term bestsellers, but are very popular books and top books of the year across every genre. And in those, she can recognize patterns. So she has slowly over time learned what makes a great book and what makes a book not great. And she can then read a blank manuscript and say, okay, I know nothing about this book except what I've read, and this book is likely to be a bestseller or it's not likely to be a bestseller, and this is why. These are the things that you can fix. So mainly it's pattern recognition, things like understanding that popular books have between 25 and 35% of their novel is dialogue, it's conversations between the characters, it's all fiction. She's 100% fiction. Or recognizing that the book needs to speed up and slow down with certain cadences. Subject matter, really she covers everything about the book, from characters and their personalities to plot turns. She understands that a book should keep the reader's interest, and in order to do that, it needs to have emotional highs and lows with a certain regularity in order to meet genre expectations or reader expectations.
And thanks for your input there. That makes more sense. Now, we know how important creativity is in any case. Now, will using AI in this particular situation stifle an author's creativity?
Well, that's another common concern that we get from authors, is like, oh, if she has this gold standard that she tries to aim for, you know, and every author makes their book like that gold standard, aren't we going to have a bunch of books that are all the same? But what is interesting about her is that she'll say, you know, she'll point out that your book is slow in the beginning, but she won't tell you how to make it more exciting in the beginning. You know, that's up to you as the author. So it's really more like kind of giving you guideposts. And then however you want to get through those guideposts is completely up to you and your creativity. Or if you want to completely ignore the guideposts, you know, and say, thanks, Marlowe, but I don't really care, you know, that's the beauty. She doesn't get her feelings hurt, unlike a lot of real editors that I've worked with, who can get a little ruffled if you don't follow their advice.
Today we are visiting with Alessandra Torrey, the president of the pioneering new startup called Authors AI here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Alessandra, does it work on nonfiction, and how about short stories? Love to hear your input on that as well.
So she does better the more she reads of a book. We all have a certain writing style, and it's one of the reasons why Stephen King tried to write under a different pen name. You know how readers recognize that and figured him out. It's the same way with a computer. Like, we have a style, we have certain tics, and she needs to read a certain amount of a book in order to see that. So we say 20,000 words. The manuscript needs to be 20,000 words or more, which is novella length. Is really novella length or longer. There's really kind of no limit into the length that she can go, but she is really built for fiction. We have had nonfiction authors run their books through her, and they found helpful things, because you can still have little quirks, like phrases, what we call crutch phrases that you use a lot without realizing it. Like, you might say, by the way, 14 times in your book, and she'll find that and point that out. But for the most part, she's really built for fiction, and that's where she really shines.
Yeah, picking up on repetitive phrases and words, that is already a huge help right there. So tell us, how do you see AI changing the publishing industry over the next 5 years or so?
Sure. It's going to be interesting, and there's kind of been a battle. I think it's not just in the publishing industry. It's really all over. There are so many capabilities with AI, but then there's always kind of some resistance to it, right? And you don't want, we understand, especially in publishing, there are some dangerous areas that you can go with AI. And by dangerous, I'm really talking about AI writing books on its own, which I don't think is ever going to be a real competitor in the marketplace. But it doesn't mean that isn't a fear, and that isn't something that someone will develop and try to market heavily. But for us, our focus is not on computers writing books at all. Our focus is on AI helping authors to tweak their manuscript and giving authors a cheaper alternative if they can't afford a developmental editor. That's really where we're at. And we have a lot of editors working with us who like to use the report with their clients. But it'll be interesting to see what publishing does. I think as technology increases, and we're kind of behind the times on this, but there's no reason why we can't make the book publishing process cheaper and faster for authors, and that's what we're trying to do with authors.ai.
Well, Alessandra, this is really awesome, and again, technology making it happen in the publishing industry through AI. Where can listeners get more information on Authors AI online and be in touch accordingly?
Sure. So if you visit www.authors.ai, that'll bring you to our site, and we have free plans, we have paid plans. You can just order a single report if you prefer to do that, but the plans are really the cheapest way to go. They're month by month, and you can get two full pro AI reports for less than $29 a month, or $30 a month. So it's a great deal. But that's where you can find out more about us. And we have a lot of free resources for authors in forms of video interviews and blog posts. It's just a great place to check out if you're an author or an aspiring author.
It sounds like it's quite affordable and priced just right as well. Alessandra, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Alessandra Torrey, the president of the pioneering new startup called Authors AI. She and her team have recruited 125 successful authors to help refine Marlowe's algorithm. And once again, for all the details, visit authors.ai. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.